Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with the University of Jamestown head men's basketball coach, Coach Justin Wick. Coach Wick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So anyway, you're here today to talk to us a little bit about the University of Jamestown men's basketball team. Just last week, pretty exciting. You guys played in New Mexico, which is something that probably won't happen for a long time again.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for our program that doesn't come around very often. It was great to play in front of 15,000 people. Place was jam packed. The students were there early. Playing against three or four, future NBA guys, and for the most part, I thought our guys did a really good job. You know, we watched the film on the way back, and there was a point there late in the first half where the score was tied. I think we were down by two and had about three shots in a row that we just missed. So I don't know if we could have hung around the whole game, but we definitely gave them a good game for a while. You know, they pulled away obviously in the second half, but was proud of our guys. I think they gained a lot of confidence from that, knowing that we can be a really good team. Our record probably doesn't prove it yet, but we've played a really, really tough schedule, and our guys continue to fight, and I think eventually we'll be a team that can really make some noise.
That's good. Now, something when I was kind of like simultaneously listening to Steve's cast about it, his newscast about it, and then I was also watching the live stream. Now, those guys with the live stream from New Mexico, they were talking about how NAIA guys, they can just shoot the lights out from three-point range, and that's kind of what they were worried about when you guys came and played them. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, you know, it's a totally different game. They've got 7-foot guys. They've got guys that can really play down in the post. So it was a totally different game at the NAIA level compared to the Division I level. So our goal was to shoot a bunch of threes. I think we shot 40 threes and zero free throws in that game. So they really pounded the ball inside, especially in the second half. But our guys have done a good job shooting the ball all year, and that'll definitely be one of our strengths.
Good. All right. So after that, you guys got on the road and you met up with the Jimmy women's basketball team as well. And then you played a game, and I'm going to butcher this. I believe it was, where was that at again? Where
did we played in Seward, Nebraska at Concordia University. We actually played Oklahoma Wesleyan and Culver Stockton College, both teams that are in the top 15 nationally. Not exactly the two teams we signed up to play originally. The schedule got changed this summer. So we ended up putting our guys really through the ringer, playing Dort Northwestern 2 weekends ago, getting on a plane, going to New Mexico, flying right to Nebraska to play those two teams. And we played all those games close. We would have liked to have, some possessions back in those games. But all four of those teams are ranked, and we really feel like we're at that level. We just need to get a little bit better. So our guys are continuing to fight. We're kind of in that grind right now where we're trying to get better every single day. But we've got a bunch of talent. We've got some new guys that we're trying to move along, especially down in the post for us. So I think we took a big step forward on Tuesday when we played down in Aberdeen against Northern, a really good Division II team at their place. And we're up one, with a minute and a half left. And we had our chances. And you go back and look at the tape, and it's a miss box out here, miss close out here. And we're extremely close to being a really good team. So just trying to fix those things on a night-in, night-out basis, and hopefully it'll start to pay off here.
Right, based on all those scores, I was looking through your past scores. You guys have been close with all these teams. It just they seem to be able to outlast the onslaught that the Jimmies bring. But so, Coach Wick, what else is in the future for the men's basketball team? What do we see on the schedule?
Well, we're really starting a big home stretch here tonight. Friday night, we play Crossroads College at 6 o'clock, a team that we played earlier in the year up in Mayville in October, a team that I think really surprised us the first time we played, a bunch of new guys, new coach, guys that can really play. And we scored the ball pretty well that game, but didn't do a great job on the defensive end. So it's going to be a challenge for us to guard those guys again. Hopefully we continue to attack on the offensive end. And we have an exhibition game at Mankato on Sunday. They're a top five team in Division II, so that's going to be a challenge, obviously. But if you take out that game, Friday night starts a stretch of four straight home games for us. We play Friday at home. Then we play next Wednesday against Dickinson, next Saturday, next Sunday. So we've got four home games for a chance for us to hopefully really get on a roll. And it's not going to be easy. Dickinson will be good. We play Minnesota Crookston, who's Division II. We play Montana State Northern, who's NAIA Division I. So teams that are really good, but a chance for us to play at home and hopefully prove that we've taken some steps. So, you know, the next 8-9 days are going to be really big for us, hopefully, to get to start getting on a roll here.
Right, and you guys would absolutely love to see as much community support, student support to come out and see these games. All of them take place in the Civic Center. This home stretch college, the game, that's going to take place this Friday, you said, at 6
yes.
o'clock?
Yes, this Friday, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Yep. So, Coach Wick, going on to the team, is everybody looking okay? Is there any sickness, any injuries that are happening to the team right now that are it's kind of hard to overcome right now?
You know, injury-wise, we've been pretty good. A couple sprained ankles here or there. Matt Wingo was sick for our game at Northern on Tuesday. Tried to go, but just couldn't even make it through warm-up. So we played without him. But for the most part, we're healthy. We've got a bunch of really good guards. You know, we're led by Mark Hogue, who was an All-American last year, playing at, I think, even a higher level this year. He's leading us in every single statistical category: points, rebounds, assists, blocks, steals, everything. And you look at his stats last year, he's scoring it about the same he did last year, but he's shooting it at a higher percentage. And last year he had more turnovers than assists. I think this year right now he's like 34 to 14 assists to turnover. So yeah, that was my challenge to him in the summertime, was I know you can score it, but your percentages need to be better, and you need to do a better job of making great decisions. And he's done a fantastic job. I think our game last Friday, he had 10 assists, zero turnovers. So I think he's found out that we have better players around him this year. We're deeper. We have more guys that can play, guys that can make shots, and he's trusting his teammates better this year. So he's averaging the same. I think if he wanted to, he could probably score 30 or 35 a game, but I think it's better for our team that we're really sharing the basketball as a team. I think we're third or fourth in the country in assists right now. So we're doing a good job shooting the ball, doing a good job sharing the ball. It's just defensively, we've got to continue to take steps forward. We had 18 clips when we watched video yesterday from our game Tuesday, 18 things that we felt like, you know, we could control: a good closeout, a good box out. Our goal is to get that to maybe 14 or 12 next game, maybe 10 the next game, and continue to get better on those things that we control. Because other teams, you know, they're running plays, they got good players, they'll make plays here or there, but just the things that we can control, kind of those toughness things, doing your job every single time, that's the kind of things that we really need to fix, and hopefully we'll make strides in that category.
Good. All right, Coach Wick, is there anything else you want to tell us a little bit about the men's basketball team? Or how long have you been coaching basketball, men's basketball?
I started right out of college. I played at the University of Iowa, started as a graduate assistant in 2007. Spent 4 years there, graduate assistant, video coordinator, a bunch of different titles, but pretty much doing the same job, a bunch of different titles. moved to Aberdeen and was an assistant coach there for 2 years, and now this is my second year here. So this is my eighth year, I guess, of coaching in some capacity. You know, it's been a wild ride. We keep on moving north. I don't know if Canada is the next step for us, but you know, it's one of those things where this is a great opportunity for me personally, for my family, to be at a place where, you know, it's a really good school, a really good academic school, but the basketball program, tradition-wise, has really been set. It's not like we're building from scratch. Right. There's been a bunch of really good coaches that have came through here and that have had really successful teams. So our job is to continue it. I think last year we went through a transition period because they had so many seniors from the year before.
Yeah.
I got the job in mid-August, so not a lot of recruiting going on. So last year was a little bit of a transition period, and our guys did a good job of fighting with, you know, with what we had. This year I feel like we have better depth. We have some freshmen that I think will really be good players as we go. So Our goal is to continue to build it. We've got to do it with good guys. I think you look at our freshmen, guys that are really good in the classroom. You could bring them in here and talk on the radio, or, you know, or talk to a group, and they would be fantastic. So we're trying to do it the right way, with really good guys, really good students, and hopefully really good basketball players as well.
All right. Well, Coach Wick, good luck to you and your team on this Friday and this upcoming home stretch, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.